Uncle Mark, what term would you use to describe Aunt Alice's best dishes?
China. The Sunday dishes.
Yeah. Did you ever see an egg made out of this china?
Yeah.
What was it called?
Nest egg.
What did it look like?
Shaped just like an egg. Mm-hmm. That stayed in the hen nest all the time.
Oh, I bet I know what it was for. To make the hen lay.
Mm-hmm.
What was it called?
Nest egg.
Mm-hmm. What would you use to carry water in?
Well, when I was a boy, we had water gourds.
Yeah.
And then we had stone jugs to carry water to the field in.
Ooh. What about later on when you could go to the store and buy some?
We'd have thermos jugs in later on.
What would you take water to the animals in?
In a bucket.
Would it be made out of wood or metal?
Some of them was, but most of the time in my day it was metal.
Yeah. What did you carry milk in?
Milk pail. They had pails made for that.
Yeah. How were they different?
Well, they about like a bucket, except they made out of stuff, something that wouldn't rust.
Yeah.
More sanitary.
What did you call the bucket that you might keep the kitchen scraps in for the pig?
That was a slop bucket.
What did you fry your eggs in?
Fry them in.
Yeah, what kind of?
In the frying pan.
Uh-huh. What was it made out of, Uncle Mom?
It was iron, cast iron.
What were you showing me out in your shop a while ago? Was that what you would fry the eggs in?
No, that was a griddle.
Uh-huh.
You cook cornbread on that.
Did you ever hear the frying pan called anything else a long time ago?
Skillet.
Uh-huh. Oh, what about something big and black that you had out in the backyard?
That was a wash pot.
Yeah, did you call it?
On wash days, it boiled the clothes in them.
Yeah.
Get them clean.
What was it made out of?
It was made out of cast iron.
Uh-huh. What would Aunt Alice put her flowers down in?
In the flower pit. We had one at home a long time ago.
You mean outside?
Mm-hmm.
What was the flower pit?
Dig down in the ground about waist deep. And then build a house over that, wall it up. It'd be high enough that if you went down in it, you could stand up in it.
Uh-huh.
That was to put the flowers in, pot plants and things in the wintertime, keep
what
them warm.
That?
Well, you'd have it dug out maybe 4 feet deep.
Yeah.
And then it would extend up about 3 or 4 feet above the ground, the house.
Mm-hmm. Uncle Monk, if Aunt Alice cut flowers and brought them in the house, what would she put them in?
Put them in a vase.